Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. Rose and I would like to welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday, July 22nd, 2014. We are live here 12:04 to 1 each weekday on KVOI, and we stream the program live for you, so you can hear it at buckmastershow.com or kvoi.com. And then if you miss a portion of the program, or if you'd like to listen to any of the work that we have done over the years, it's all available for you on our podcast program and archive at buckmastershow.com. During the noon hour today, a conversation with State Representative Victoria Steele. Then the Tuesday Moneymaker Report, the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Shelley Fishman has a good, nice smile on his face today because Shelley, with our Tuesday Moneymaker Report, up about 50 points or so. So having a pretty good day on the market. 30 minutes past the hour, believe it or not, football season right around the corner. We will get a preview of University of Arizona Wildcat football from Anthony Gimeno, our Buckmaster Show sports contributor on all things Wildcats. And then we'll close out the show with the Every Other Tuesday Arts Report with the Tucson Weekly Arts editor, Margaret Regan, the Arts Report presented by Fox Tucson Theater. Buckmaster Show Live line is open for you anytime during the hour, 790-2040. The Facebook page is Bill Buckmaster. Let's welcome now on the live line State Representative Victoria Steele, a Democrat representing Arizona's 9th Legislative District. Victoria Steele is seeking re-election. She is in a three-way race for two seats in the Arizona Legislature. Victoria, how are you today?
I am doing very well, Bill. Thank you for having me on your show again.
Well, it's good to talk with you again. The news concerning Arizona being one of the worst places to be a child. This is the annual child well-being survey that was released this week from the Annie E. Casey Foundation. It's their annual Kids Count report. I guess if there is any good news, the state's overall ranking inched up one notch to 46th nationally from 47, but we have been in that that bottom tier of Victoria Steele for a long time.
We certainly have, far too long, and our kids are the ones that are really ultimately going to pay the price, Bill. Arizona is now 46th in the nation for child well-being. That's up from 47th. It's not good. It's very bad. I mean, this is a report that looks at things such as early education, support for child care, health care coverage, and we are lacking in all of those in Arizona in a big way. And, you know, we have to get better at this.
Well, the numbers are when you take Coconino County and Maricopa County, which is the greater Phoenix area, more than half of the children live in households that are at or below twice the poverty rate. So we're talking some really serious poverty issues here that I know that you and your colleagues in the legislature, yes, it is addressed, but perhaps some would say not enough.
I would agree with you, Bill, that it's not enough. We need support for child care. For parents, if there is child care assistance for low-income families, then what this allows is that parents can go to work and hold down a job and know that their children are in safe keeping. You know, we've had such horrible reports of child abuse and neglect, and the rates in Arizona are far too high. And what this says is that parents, families are stressed. They are stressed beyond their means. We need to help our families, and one of the best ways to do that is to support child care assistance. We also have to support health care coverage for kids. Arizona is the only state without children's health insurance program. Our legislature cut out these services, these preventative services, a few years ago when we were going through a recession. And now that the economy is starting to rebound, the improvement is not reflected as quickly in areas of child care as I believe that they should be.
There was another story today that caught my attention about Arizona tourism back to the pre-recession, the Great Recession level of 2008. The problem is tourism is still lagging in this state, and I really wonder, Victoria Steele, about the image of Arizona and the bad publicity that we receive around the country, that people just say, well, I'm not going to bother with that state.
You've got it. That's exactly our image. Is hurting us. We have an image now of being, well, let's just start with being 46th in overall child well-being. And then we have the SB 1070, which was this legislation signed in 2010 by our governor that gave police more power to detain and arrest people not in the country legally. And then last year we had SB 1062, which was seen as state-sanctioned license to discriminate against gay and lesbian people. And even though that was rebuffed or vetoed by the governor, it still was a black eye for our state. And a week does not go by that Arizona or somebody in Arizona is on the Daily Show or the Colbert Show or the Comedy Channel. And we have become, in some cases, the butt of some really bad jokes. And that is not good for our economy. We need to be seen as a welcoming state. Arizona's overall tourism figures have increased to the point that we're back to where we were before the big recession hit. But in Pima County, we're doing less and we're doing worse than they are in Maricopa County. We need to be more welcoming. We need to really improve our image as a welcoming, vibrant, healthy state where it's a good place to visit, it's a great place to do business, it's an amazing place to raise your children, where the education and the child well-being is high, it's quality, and that's not our image right now. That's hurting us.
We're speaking with Victoria Steele, state representative from Arizona's District Number 9. She is seeking re-election, be involved in a three-way primary in the fall, three-way general election race for two seats. How would you characterize the campaign so far, Victoria?
Well, I would say it is a highly competitive race. We have three candidates for two seats. And I would like to think that it's the guys are going to have to fight it out, and I'm going back. That's what I'd like to see. But, you know, the truth is, it's a very competitive race, and I need to fight hard. I need to get out there and let people know who I am, what I stand for, and let them know about what I've been able to do and what my plans are going forward.
What would you say you're most proud of your accomplishment at the during your 2-year term in Phoenix?
My work regarding the child the Department of Child Safety. I worked really hard with my fellow legislators. We've done so much to improve health and safety and well-being of children. That's why this particular report is so distressing on children. It's not good enough. We need to do more. And it's going to take a while to get those numbers up. But I am really heartened. I feel really good about the work that we have been able to do. We are on the right track, regardless of what the numbers show. The numbers have not quite caught up to what I think will be the reality next year.
You know, the governor is saying there just isn't any money in the budget to take care of that court decision that would pump more the appeal judge's ruling on funds owed to public schools. And Governor Brewer said that this will be appealed, saying it would be absolutely devastating to the state of Arizona, to public safety, and the rest of the budget if this money were to go to the public schools.
I know that's how she feels, and I, you know, would respectfully, strongly disagree with her. I think we do have the money. I think we're going to have to figure out where to cut. I mean, I have joined with my fellow colleagues in the House on the Democratic side saying we need a special session. We need to decide now, while we've got experienced legislators in office, how we are going to make the cuts so that we can pay our schools what they deserve. We've had courts now saying, pay the schools this money. It's theirs. It's what the overwhelming majority of voters have decided. It is what we have to do. It's the right thing to do. Now we have to pay this huge bill to the schools that they deserve, that they should and will get. But we have to figure out where that money is coming from. I do not want it to come at the expense of our most vulnerable citizens, our elderly, our children, our families that are suffering. We need to look at the rainy day fund. We need to look at some of the loopholes that may not really be serving us.
Well, I think this is a crisis in the budget, and I do believe, I would agree with you. I think lawmakers need to be called back immediately into session.
I agree with you. I absolutely agree. This is something we cannot wait on. We need to give our schools, our teachers, our children the support that they need. These are neighborhood schools. These are the schools for all of our children. They have to be able to have this leg up. If they don't get it, these numbers that we're seeing here on this report today on the overall well-being of children, it's going to drop even further. We need to do this. We need to address this. If we don't address education, if we don't restore funding to our public schools, then it's going to hurt our economy immeasurably long-term.
All right.
And even immediately.
Victoria Steele, thank you very much. Folks can find out more about you. Is it Steele, S-T-E-E-L-E, for house.com? Is that best?
Right. And the four is spelled out F-O-R.
There you go. Thank you very much.
Then.
Have a great afternoon. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Here in Tucson, we love our beautiful mountain views, but large windows and sliding glass doors are huge energy zappers.
At American Openings, we build our doors just like our energy-saving windows to keep the heat where it belongs, on the outside. No matter the style, American Openings will create your doors right here in Tucson at a fraction of our competitors' costs. And although the price is less, our quality is excellent. Call today and enjoy our beautiful views year-round without losing your cool.
Call 664-1202 or visit AmericanOpenings.com.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook. Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here he is, Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner, the man we recommend for all of your planning needs. And Shelley, first of all, good to see you.
Good to see you, Bill. How are you today?
Doing very well. And you know, when we talk about financial planning, that word that is going to always come into the picture, most likely, 401k.
Yeah, the 401k, of course, is the employer-sponsored retirement savings plan, where the employee contributes and the employer may or may not match. The general rules around 401k plans are fairly uniform across the board, but each individual 401k plan is a tiny bit different. So a couple of things that people need to kind of think about. Number one, they need to know that all the money that they put into that 401k plan themselves is theirs from day one. That cannot be taken back or taken away by the employer. That's their money. It's vested the minute you put it in. The employer match, on the other hand, if there is one, can be vested over time. It can depend upon how many years you've worked for the company. It can depend a great deal on what percentage of your salary you contribute yourself. And so the one thing to know about 401ks is that so long as you work for that company, until a qualifying event happens, you can't touch that money, with one exception. And as a result, that money isn't yours to do with what you will. That money is still in a plan that is kind of there for your retirement. Now, the nice thing about 401k plans is that you can borrow from them. And so if you have more than, let's say, $100,000, the general rule is you can borrow up to $50,000 or 50% of the plan, whichever is greater. And you pay interest on the money you borrow, but guess who you pay the interest to?
Hmm.
Pay it to yourself.
Hmm, that's nice.
So that's one flexibility that an IRA doesn't have, that with a 401k plan, you can borrow from it if you need to. So that kind of says, well, if you do have a qualifying event, which means you leave that employer for any reason, one of the things that you will always be considering is, do I roll my 401k into my private IRA, or do I roll it into my next employer's 401k, assuming that the next employer has a 401k and assuming that that plan allows a roll in? So the general rule is, if you may need to borrow from that plan, it's best to keep the money in the 401k type of plan. However, you should know that if you leave an employer, a lot of the privileges that you enjoyed while you were an employee in terms of that 401k, like the ability to borrow, may no longer be yours. So while you may be allowed to leave the money there, you might not have all the privileges that you would as a current active employee. So changing employers is a time when you really do need to sit down with an advisor and kind of figure out what the right move for you is. The other thing, quite frankly, is if you're young and there's some money in there, you know, you might want to actually roll it into a Roth. Pay the taxes on it while your tax rate is pretty low, and then it grows for the rest of your working life, and you'll never owe any taxes on it. So there's lots of kind of moving parts in a 401k and lots of alternatives that you have as the owner of a 401k.
I've heard these horror stories, Shelley, about people who cash out on a 401 too early.
Well,
because of the horror story being the tax liability.
Well, there's both the tax liability and a tax penalty.
Mm-hmm.
The rules for a 401k for cashing out are the same as an IRA. At 59.5, if you take the money out before you reach 59.5, you not only pay the taxes on the money you take out, you pay a 10% penalty besides.
Wow.
And that's pretty hefty.
And after 59.5?
After 59.5, that money is yours. There's no penalty, but you will, unless that 401k has been predefined as a Roth 401k, and there aren't that many of those plans around, you will pay dollar for dollar. That money that you take out becomes income to you in the year that you take it out, and therefore it's taxable. But remember, you didn't pay taxes on it to begin with.
That's right. But it gets very confusing, and I think there are many good reasons to see a certified financial planner. And I think when it comes to these 401ks, the IRA, the Roth, all of them are good reasons to sit down with somebody who makes a living helping people with these questions.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I can guarantee you when you leave an employer with a 401k is lots of people know it, and lots of people will be knocking on your door to tell you all of the wonderful ways you can invest that 401k money. And my guess is that most of those people have something to gain from your choosing them to invest that money. So the best thing you can do is get some dispassionate advice from somebody who probably won't stand to gain from that investment or doesn't have products to push but really wants to talk to you about your financial situation. Now, at the end of the day, even a financial planner, a certified financial planner, may make money off that rollover. But our first responsibility as CFPs is to give you fiduciary responsibility advice. That is advice that is best for you, not best for us.
CFP is a designation that is very important. It's not something you can send away for and for a diploma.
No. You don't get this in the mail. You take about 18 credits of postgraduate work plus a 10-hour exam. It is, I promise you, no fun.
Shelley, what is the best way to meet with you and when sit down with folks? And there's really no obligation in first meetings.
Well, in first meeting, there's no obligation whatsoever.
I think it's important to point that out.
Yeah, the best way is to contact me either through the BuckmasterShow.com website or my own website, ShelleyFishman.com, or simply call on my business phone, 940-0884. At any rate, you know, I do a lot of work on the phone, but also the first meeting, there's never a charge for that.
Good. Well, good advice. Thank you very much, Shelley. Have a great week.
You too, Bill.
opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through...
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Dutch government has declared tomorrow a day of national mourning as the country prepares for the arrival of the first bodies of victims of the downed Malaysian Airlines flight in Ukraine. Israeli officials urge foreign airlines to reverse their decision to cancel flights into Israel's main airport. All U.S. airlines and some in Europe and Canada suspended flights after a rocket fired from the Gaza Strip landed near the airport in Tel Aviv. Israeli airstrikes continue pounding a wide range of locations in Gaza, even as diplomatic efforts intensify to end the fighting that has killed more than 600 Palestinians and 29 Israelis. On Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow is up about 68 points, the NASDAQ Composite Index ahead 29, and the S&P is better by 10. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman. Can we just talk? I want to talk to you about cockroaches. Yes, cockroaches. And their buddy, the scorpions. You know, if there's something that drives me up the wall, it's a cockroach. And it's not something people talk about. But we didn't just talk about it, we did something about it. We called Shelby Hawkins at Five Star Termite and Pest Control. Guess what? No more cucarachas.
Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Beat the heat and get back down to earth in the cool mountain air at the 2014 Silver City, New Mexico Clay Festival, the weekend of August 1st. Whether you are a seasoned clay artist or want to get your hands dirty for the first time, you'll be right at home at the Silver City Clay Festival. Enjoy a variety of workshops, demonstrations, lectures on everything from using clay in construction to contemporary ceramics. Take home a work of art or a book or two from the clay market. The Clay Festival also offers tours of a handmade tile factory, a gala reception, live music, juried exhibitions, and more. The Silver City Clay Festival is a Silver City Arts and Cultural District signature event the weekend of August 1st in Silver City, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson. For more information, go to clayfestival.com. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Jerry, What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 8/31/14. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 12:36 on this Tuesday afternoon. We welcome on the Buckmaster Show live line longtime Tucson sports journalist and Buckmaster Show contributor on all things Wildcat sports, Anthony Jimeno, the senior editor of Lindy's Football Annuals, and AG is host of AG's Wildcat Report on Facebook. Anthony, how are you, my friend?
Good. You know what's really kind of wrong? Just as football is getting ready to begin, camps and interviews and all this stuff, we're actually working on Lindy's College Basketball Magazine right now.
Unbelievable.
I know. It's kind of silly. But yeah, I'm reading a team report on UCLA right now.
So you were actually putting to bed the Lindy's Football Annuals a couple of months ago.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, those were done in May and June.
And when you look at this Wildcat team, and by the way, Anthony, don't we have the Pac-12 media preview? Is that coming up next week?
The Pac-12 media day is tomorrow. It starts
tomorrow.
It's 2 days this year. Rich Rodriguez, and he's bringing two players, Austin Hill and Jared Tevis. And they will be in Hollywood tomorrow doing their round at Pac-12 Media Day. And then on Friday, Rich Rodriguez will be with the other Pac-12 coaches, will be all over ESPN. All the coaches fly back east and they're on TV and radio and interviewed for online and everything. So yeah, it's getting crazy starting about right now.
When you look at the North and South, the two divisions, where do you think the Cats are going to be? Where they'll fare after the media people take a look at that this week?
Yeah, well, the media poll should come out tomorrow, and you know, people love to follow polls and rankings and stuff like that. And I would strongly suspect Arizona's going to be picked to finish fourth in the South, behind the UCLA and USC and Arizona State, in some order. I think UCLA is pretty much everybody's pick to win the South. And then you can take your pick of ASU or USC, and they're both of those teams are somewhat flawed, and I could certainly see Arizona finishing better than fourth. I don't think there's a lot of difference between Arizona and those two teams I just mentioned.
But when you look at this Wildcat team, the big question marks, I guess, running back and quarterback.
That would be true. You lose Kadeem Carey, who's the most decorated offensive player in school history, and now you're starting over at quarterback with a bunch of guys who really haven't had a lot of reps at this level. And it would be great to come on and tell you who's going to be starting at quarterback, but there's just not an answer for that right now. I think spring may have settled some kind of order in Rich Rodriguez's mind, but you know, he's going to let it play out in fall camp. He loves the competition, and those first 3 weeks of camp or so will probably tell the tale.
And we've got UNLV as the opener, and UNLV is a much improved team. Actually went to a bowl last year, so they may not be such a big pushover.
But then again, they might. UNLV is not supposed to be all that great. And in fact, Arizona's non-conference schedule is probably, or at least very much arguably, the easiest in the Pac-12. You have UNLV, trip to Texas San Antonio, and then home again for Nevada. So Arizona should be 3-0 right before they head into the conference season.
How's the conference season look?
It should be a difficult league this year, and primarily that's because of the great quarterback talent in this league. Sometimes it goes in cycles where the league is young at quarterback. This is one of those years where the vast majority of teams return a starting quarterback, Arizona being one of the notable exceptions, including some very high-level talent. Marcus Mariota at Oregon is certainly at least a co-favorite for the Heisman going into the year. Brett Hundley at UCLA is a very high first-round talent. Taylor Kelly at Arizona State's very productive. Sean Mannion at Oregon State's got an unbelievable, strong NFL-type arm. And you can kind of go down the list. Hogan at Stanford's going to be entering his third year as a starter. So quarterback play is going to be so good in this league, and that's where you look at Arizona and say, well, okay, can they be solid enough a quarterback to keep up with what's going to be a bunch of high-scoring teams?
So what are you saying, maybe a 500 year for the Cats that could go a little higher either way?
Yeah, I think you spot them the three games in the non-conference, and then I think you're probably looking at, if they take care of business in the league, kind of beat the teams they're supposed to beat, the Cals, the Colorados, you know, they're going to get to bowl eligibility. They're going to get to 7 wins. Getting more than that means beating a team maybe like ASU at the end of the year, which is a home game this year. Maybe pulling another surprise like they pulled on Oregon last year at home. Pulling an upset along the way while taking care of business is going to probably lead to an 8-win season. I think that's pretty good, because to me, all this is leading up to a big, big payoff in 2015. But, you certainly can't discount 2014. I suspect they're going to be kind of sneaky good on defense, which I'm not sure people are kind of ready for or predicting. But I think they're about ready to put all the pieces together on defense. They're a lot deeper, faster, and there are some guys that have to develop yet. You've taken that on faith a little bit, but they're a lot closer than they were.
All right. Anthony Jimeno, AG, we'll look for your reports on Facebook, and we'll get you back on the program here in August after camp starts. Camp starts next week, AG?
Yeah, late next week.
Okay, we'll get you on in mid-August or so. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Anthony Jimeno, the Buckmaster contributor on Wildcat Sports. This portion of the Buckmaster Show, presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. A week from now, the big clay festival will be launching over in Silver City. Everything to do with pottery. Only 3 hours east of Tucson, great places to stay like Bear Mountain Lodge and Gila Hot Springs Ranch. Please visit southwestnewmexico.org for all the great places to stay and things to do in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. When you step out of your shower, you expect to be refreshed and, of course, cleaner than when you stepped in, right? The fact is, hard water builds up on your shower doors, stalls, fixtures, faucets, and on you. Let's be honest. If it's on your shower door and fixtures, it's on your skin, your hair, appliances, and plumbing too. What a mess. But take it from me, save yourself a lot of trouble, money, and headaches by saying, "Hey, Culligan man, Culligan has been solving water concerns for over 60 years. Our Culligan representative will do a system evaluation to ensure you get the right solution for your home and family. It doesn't matter whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Try a Culligan water system for only $9.95 per month on the first three rental payments with an annual service agreement. Call us at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River, or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Munger Chadwick are Arizona's business lawyers. Helping Arizona businesses for 40 years, Munger Chadwick is a strategic partner for many businesses operating in Arizona, the Southwest, Mexico, and globally. AV rated and ranked with the best lawyers of America, Munger Chadwick has recognized knowledge in all areas of business law, including corporate real estate, mergers, acquisition, employment, along with intellectual property and administrative law, and international trade, immigration, and government affairs. In matters involving disputes, Munger Chadwick takes pride in working with its clients creatively and aggressively, often resolving problems in ways that prevent or avoid litigation. Munger Chadwick, located in Tucson, Phoenix, and Tubac. Business know-how with personal service. Visit MungerChadwick.com or call 721-1900.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tanque Verde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Heel! No, no, stop it!
Is your dog out of control, dragging you on walks, chewing furniture, barking, or even biting? With over 40 years' experience, Dog Masters Training can train you to provide the proper leadership your dog is waiting for. From basic obedience to walking on a lead, leash aggression to socialization, Dog Masters Training. Because if you don't take control, your dog will. Visit our website, dogmasterstraining.com, or call 977-5965.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This week's Arts Report, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, the crown jewel of downtown. The Fox will proudly reign supreme from the center of this weekend's streetcar opening festivities. Hop off the new streetcar in front of the Fox and step inside to the cool comfort of the Fox Theater and free
Classic Cartoons this Friday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then Saturday, 3 p.m. to 9 p.m., in the cool comfort of the 1930s Movie Palace. Beloved animated stars, including Bugs Bunny, Speedy Gonzales, Porky Pig, Yosemite Sam, and more, will tickle your funny bone in classic cartoons handpicked by our friends at the UA-sponsored Hanson Film Festival. While you are there, enter the Streetcar to the Fox raffle to win special Fox prizes, including a six-ticket classic movie family pack. Then the fun continues on the big screen, a must-see classic musical, Meet Me in St. Louis. See that film the way it was meant to be, starring Judy Garland, Margaret O'Brien, Mary Astor, and Tom Drake. That will be this Friday evening, 7:30, and then this Sunday afternoon at 2. For more information about this weekend's special festivities and to view the full schedule of performances and events, visit foxtucson.com. Let's welcome now to the Buckmaster Show, the Tucson Weekly arts editor and award-winning arts reporter, Margaret Regan. Margaret, how are you?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Doing very well, and this is a great opportunity to talk a little bit about what's going on at Tucson Museum of Art. There's a show that, really a fantastic show that really will be closing down after this weekend, so we want to tell our listeners about it. You wrote about it in the current weekly, the current show, The Connections Between the Past and Present in Mexican Visual Art.
Yeah, it's a great, fun show, and it takes up, you know, the top couple of floors of the museums and all those ramps. It's called Miradas, which is the Mexican word for glimpses, and the subtitle is Ancient Roots in Modern and Contemporary Art. So we set up to show the influences of ancient art on contemporary artists today. So it's quite interesting. The opening work, right, as you enter into the museum galleries, is called El Guerrero. And it's a gigantic painting by a contemporary Mexican artist of the head of an ancient warrior. It looks a lot like Maya and Aztec sculpture, but of course he's used very contemporary techniques, made it huge, painted it in wild colors. But the part of the show that interested me the most was the work from artists that were really at their prime in the 1930s in Mexico. We're talking about people like Diego Rivera and Siqueiros. You know, in the 30s, it was after the Mexican Revolution, and Mexican artists were full of pride, new Mexican identity, and they were starting for the first time to do contemporary work that didn't look like European work, looked like something new, Mexican work, you know, using, you know, modern techniques like expressionism and some partly abstraction, but really using Mexican themes. And I think people are pretty familiar with Diego Rivera. There is one tiny little etching by him. Of course, you know, he would be a pricey artist to have. But it's really quite a nice little drawing of a group of children gathered around somebody distributing fruits. So it was really fun to see that older stuff, too.
Margaret, who put this show together? Was it curated locally, or is this a traveling show?
It's a traveling show. Actually, it's from the collection of the Bank of America, of all things. Apparently, they have quite an in-depth collection. And this show has been traveling the U.S. for some time. And it was nice for the Tucson Museum of Art because it really fits into their mission here, you know, which is very often examining, you know, Hispanic and Mexican art. A lot of work, too, by the Chicano muralists who came in of age really in the 60s and 70s. It's fun to see those items also.
The muralists, this, I agree with you. I love the 1930s work of the Mexican artists and the muralists. That was kind of the golden age of the Mexican muralists. And Diego Rivera did some very famous murals. He did one in Detroit. He did some in New York. And but he wasn't the only one doing this particular genre.
Right. There was Siqueiros. They call them the trio. You know, we have Rivera, Siqueiros, and Orozco. You know, there were three great Mexican artists at the time. And interestingly, in this show, we have some what you call easel paintings by Siqueiros that he did in his old age. And it was really fun to see that. You know, he was in his late 70s when he was making, I think they were actually lithographs rather than paintings, yeah. But still celebrating traditional Indian life, quite abstract in format, you know, very nice images of Indian women with sort of billowing skirts and market scenes with a lot of heads and fruits and architectural lines in the background. So that was kind of fun to see what a muralist will do in his old age. And it was fun to have those there. Now, Frida Kahlo, as you know, is one of the other great artists from that period, and she's become hugely popular since those years. Back then, she was not celebrated the way that the male artists were, but now, of course, she's quite beloved. None of her work appears in this show, but she does appear as a model in a beautiful photograph by Manuel Alvarez Bravo, who's one of the great masters of Mexican photography. So it was fun to see her in one of her Indian traje outfits, which, you know, became a large part of her painting also.
And, of course, since the 1960s, the period of the civil rights struggles, the Chicano movement has employed printmaking as a powerful tool. I assume that is represented in the show as well.
Oh, absolutely. There's really a lot of printmaking. There's a Guatemalan work that Guatemalan artist who, you know, the Guatemalans are descended from the Mayas, and actually many parts of Mexico were also, you know, the place for the Maya. And he kind of did this whole lithographic rendering of the Guatemalan and Maya sacred book. So that was interesting, a whole wall of that. One of the works I loved a lot and that I wrote about in my story was by a woman named Judith Hernandez. She was one of the few women Chicano muralists, you know, who came of age in the 60s. And interestingly, of course, she was interested in, you know, women's imagery. And I like to think that the piece that she's showing here sort of brings in the two ends of that. You know, we have the influence of Rivera and Kahlo. You know, Rivera was doing large-scale works, politically oriented. Frida Kahlo was doing small-scale, intimate, the political is personal works. And I think that Hernandez kind of achieved a fusion of the two of them. She did this great big work of women's faces, but it's made of tiny little paintings of women's faces. So it has the impact of a large mural like Rivera and the intimacy of a small work like Frida Kahlo. So that was a great piece.
Well, it's a great opportunity this weekend, really the last weekend, to get to the Tucson Museum of Art, or if you want to get there in the days up until the
right.
weekend. But it's basically, we're looking at the final week here for this show.
Yeah. And hey, how about the streetcar is going to be free this weekend?
Yeah.
Everybody can ride downtown, and that would be a great opportunity to get to the Museum of Art.
It will indeed. Margaret Regan, always a pleasure talking with you. Thank you very much, Margaret.
Yeah, thanks, Bill.
Margaret Regan, who is the Tucson Weekly Arts Editor, she continues to win award after award for her art reporting, and we're always happy to welcome Margaret to the Buckmaster Show. This week's Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show is sponsored by the Fox Tucson Theater, encouraging fans of live entertainment to become a member of the Fox. Members enjoy benefits such as member-only ticket, pre-sales, and concession discounts. This weekend, the Fox will be hosting special events in celebration, as Margaret was talking about, the inaugural runs of the SunLink streetcar in downtown. So just hop off the new streetcar in front of the Fox, then step inside the theater to enjoy free classic cartoons this Friday morning beginning at 11 a.m. till 5 p.m. in the afternoon, then Saturday afternoon 3 to 9 in the evening for the classic cartoons. Then the fun continues with the big screen showing of a must-see classical music. Meet Me in St. Louis. Enjoy this great film on the Fox's big screen. Meet your friends at the Fox Tucson Theater for Meet Me in St. Louis, starring Judy Garland, Margaret O'Brien, Mary Astor, and Tom Drake this Friday. And that will be at 7:30 for the showing of Meet Me in St. Louis, 7:30 in the evening Friday, and then Sunday afternoon at 2. For more information about this weekend's special festivities and to view the full schedule of performance and events, visit foxtucson.com. bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, provided by Culligan. Thank you, Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your business and residential water needs. All of our in-studio guests are treated to a nice chilled bottle of Culligan water, and we thank Culligan for that arrangement. Coming up this afternoon, it's a new talk show from 4 to 5, 4 Tucson at 4, with host Mike Shaw. Then tomorrow morning, the midweek edition of Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. That runs from 6 to 8, and then the Daily Double with Christy Simone plays from 8 to 9, and then producer Rosemary Brandt and me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you at 12:04 for our midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.